64 teams start the road to Oklahoma City this week with the NCAA Softball Championships, and six of those clubs represent the Big Ten Conference. Wisconsin is down in Norman, Oklahoma, home of the overall number one seeded Sooners. The Badgers battle Notre Dame on Friday with OU up against Maryland, Baltimore County. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you very much for coming by, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those gifts help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Wisconsin first baseman and this year's Big Ten Player of the Year, Kayla Conwent, is with me for some analysis of softball, and she's going to share her faith, too. All right, Kayla, give us a scouting report on your team, its strengths, what you have in the circle, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a super strong pitching staff, maybe the strongest in a couple years, so that's super exciting. We have two pitchers who kind of share starting time, and then we have three other great people on our pitching staff who can come in literally at any time. I would feel comfortable putting them in against OU. I really would. We have their back no matter what on defense. They are able to just keep us in the game, letting the run scoring be to a minimum, which is super encouraging as a hitter and a defender, because we know if they can hold them on defense that we have the potential to score usually more than one run. So we have a super strong offensive team, definitely high level. Our coach has been great with that, teaching us game plans and ways to attack certain pitchers and stuff like that. We do have quite a few home runs as a team, so that's super exciting going into the postseason, a lot of power. And our defense is great too. I mean, we've had to battle a couple of injuries and stuff, but that hasn't really stopped us. People have been stepping up. We kind of say we went to the Rockies preseason because one of our players' dad is the Rockies pitching coach, and we kind of adopted their like mantra of hold squad ready. So everybody has been able to come off at any time off the bench and help contribute in huge ways, which is really excellent considering. So.
Yeah, at Rockies pitching coach Steve Foster, and he's been on this show numerous times talking about baseball and his faith too. All right, last time, yesterday, we spoke of the injuries and the surgeries you've been through, missing almost two seasons worth of softball down there. Let's walk that through, the time that you spent sort of in the softball wilderness for these serious injuries and the time on the operating table. Tell me about the story. Tell our listeners about the story, William.
Yeah, absolutely. So my freshman year came in, and I was able to play in the fall, and I hit like 400 in the fall or something like that, so it wasn't like a bad start or anything. And then when we came back from winter break, I like just like basically destroyed my shoulder. I tore my labrum, and a lot of other stuff happened in there, and so it was a pretty long surgery. Doctor, she was super excited with how it went, but she was like, yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough recovery. The worst shoulder surgeries I could have seen. And so it was kind of, it was hard. So, but we, like, before that, I played 16 games with torn labrum, and my shoulder was just, like, you know, hanging on. But I was able to have the surgery. It was a great surgery. 10 months of recovery, I was feeling really good. And then there was, like, a small little complication. So 10 months, I rehabbed. Obviously, it was super hard because I hadn't experienced anything like that before. And then they were like, yeah, we're going to have to go in and do some additional work. And so two major shoulder like reconstruction surgeries within a year of each other. And but this second one was a lot easier. My first time I was in like this big old bulky sling for 8 weeks. And then the next time I was only in a sling for 2 days. So there was just like one minor touch-up thing that the doctors had never seen before, so there was no reason for them to do it then. So, yeah, and so then it was just like a long process of finding, like, my world kind of crashed my freshman year after I got hurt, because I realized that my, like, identity was completely placed in softball. So I had no idea what to do, like, with myself, because I was used to being able to practice, play, just, like, push things off until, like, softball was over. And so Going through that, my trainer has been absolutely incredible, and the AIA staff of helping me kind of like get back to like where I was. And then after my second surgery, the next summer, I was able to do UTC. So that was like really incredible. I don't think I'd be able to play again or at the level that I'm at without have gone going to UTC to kind of like just like ground myself in my faith and just like realize that like my performance does not mean really anything. And like if you look at it in an eternal perspective, and my relationship in with God is like a constant. So it was UTC was like literally a turning point for me, and I definitely would not be where I am today without that. So that was super exciting.
UTC is the ultimate training camp hosted by Athletes in Action, and my thanks to the Smiths down there in campus and the entire staff. Just marvelous work that they're doing. Blessed by God. Hey, it's been a blessing today to have Kayla Conwitt on with me, the first baseman for the Wisconsin Badger softball team and the Big Ten Player of the Year. Kayla, thanks for coming back and taking the time. God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.